Today is day 34 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent. Today's Psalm, Psalm 106, is often apparently recited on the second day of the Passover. It's a pretty long one that focuses on Israel's past failures, summarising humanity's sinfulness and the contrast of that with God's generous grace. It starts on a note of praise. Praise the Lord, verse 1 to 3, give thanks to him, for he is good, his love endures forever. It then moves into a time of confession. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. The psalm then goes on to list a whole timeline of the Israelites' unfaithfulness and ingratitude towards God, from the time of the Exodus from Egypt until their time of captivity in Babylon. And each act of rebellion and sin is punctuated by God's act of kindness, redemption, guidance, and provision. It acknowledges God's righteous anger at sin and rebellion, and yet through it all, despite the pain it caused him, verse 44 to 45 says, yet God took note of their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant, and out of his great love he relented. It's a serious psalm that demonstrates the seriousness of sin. Sin is a difficult concept in our culture today, and I think as a result we tend to numb down the effects of our rebellion and like to normalise our bad behaviour. But actually, if we were to think more seriously about the effects of those behaviours, not only on ourselves and on those we encounter, but most significantly on a holy and righteous God, I wonder if we would take it more seriously. These are not just the things we do, but can also be the things we don't. Verse 3 says, blessed are those who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. It also appears from this psalm that a failure to recognise God's hand in every aspect of our lives, the way in which he turns things for our good, having an attitude of ingratitude and taking for granted approach to God's infinite goodness, can lead us to a place of idolatry, where we seek after other gods, be it in the form of fame, wealth, health, power, or success. What was the first commandment? I am the Lord your God, and you shall have no other gods before me. Today, as we reflect on this difficult psalm, take a moment to think about the things that may be getting in the way of your love for God. Where are the idols? What are the things that you are prioritising over your relationship with God? Where are the areas where you've maintained silence when you could have spoken out against injustice? What are the things that you would like to say sorry to God for? It may be as seemingly simple as not recognising his hand in your life and the blessings that he has given you. Let's pray. Father God, I'm sorry for the things that I've done and said that haven't been honouring to you. I'm sorry for the times where I haven't recognised your goodness in my life, and where I have turned away and looked to other things to give me satisfaction. I'm sorry for turning my eyes away from those who need my voice to speak justice to power, to challenge unjust structures and the oppression of the weak and the defenceless. As David prayed in Psalm 51, create in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast heart within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Amen.